Today we get to talk about an amazing farm education center for kids and teens and plant some seeds for next spring.
Time for our Local Heroes Spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the Local Hero folks, and Jake Crane, who's the Assistant Director of Redgate Farm Education Center in Ashfield. You're a farm and an education center, Jake?
That is correct. Nonprofit educational farm.
Who is coming to your education center?
So we have a mix of families that come to the farm and schools doing field trips. And it is a mix of summer camp programs, overnight school trips. We do workshops, homeschool programs, and a mix of annual events sprinkled in throughout the year. At Redgate Farm, we are really about farming with children. And so when children come to Redgate Farm, they are doing real hands-on farm work with us, whether that's taking care of the animals, working in the garden, or even out in the forest. Our hope is that through this type of work, that we're really empowering youth to be kind to one another, respectful, and most importantly, having fun with each other.
So you're in Ashfield, but where are the students coming from?
The students are coming from all over. We work both with the local Franklin County community, but we also have a really strong relationship with the Springfield Public School District. And we have kids coming as far as the Boston area, New York City, and even overseas.
I'm imagining a lot of these kids that grow up in urban environments may have never been on a farm before. Are you getting a lot of kids like that? And what is their experience when they see what you've got going on at Redgate in Ashfield?
Yes, we have a lot of students that are coming from urban areas, and it's always a great joy because it just blows their mind the first time they step off that bus and they see these sprawling pastures and a sheep and oxen to their left. It's a tremendous joy, and it's just so different from their regular daily life. It's quite incredible to get to be able to introduce them to the land in that way.
So Jake, be honest, when you were, you know, 7, 8 years old, is this exactly where you thought you'd be?
Almost, Phil. 8-year-old Jake really wanted to be a veterinarian, so I didn't get off too far from the mark from that.
You probably have to do some like improv veterinarian stuff if you're working with so many animals, right?
Yes, more so than I probably thought when I first got into this job. You know, as a farmer, you can't go to the vet every single time an injury happens. Your bill would be through the roof. So you learn to help them yourselves for a lot of things.
Why do you think that Redgate got started on a farm versus like a ropes course or a city landscape or anything like that? Why a farm?
Farms are great because it's authentic work. Other places where you might have a challenging task where you have to build something and then the kids leave and they take it down and then the next group comes and they do it again. It's not like that here. Here, when the kids come, we're doing real farming, and that authenticity is really important for children. And they know it too. And they realize that they really are a part of something that's real and that what they're doing matters. To us, that really has an impact on the kids and I think makes them fully invested in what we're doing here.
So when I hear the term authentic, I think about that. If that's really true, then no matter how well planned out an activity you may do, there has to be the potential of something going wrong.
Oh, yes, that is true. And that definitely was highlighted in my field notes story. For a good example, you move the sheep and sometimes they could escape even when you're with the kids. So absolutely, there are things that you don't plan for and you just got to run with it.
So you gave me the segue to just say that field notes is the event with Monty's help as our MC. CESA has been putting on for a number of years where we bring stories from the farm and the food system. And this past year through the pandemic, we filmed it at the Academy of Music. We showed it at the Northfield Drive-In, and we're going to be showing it again with our co-host River Valley Co-op on Friday, September 17th. In East Hampton.
It was a wonderful thing to be a part of.
I'm glad I won't be gigantic like I was at the drive-in.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know that we're probably cutting you in half, and so you don't have to be as scared.
That is good news. Speaking with Phil Corman from CESA, the Local Hero folks, putting on this encore performance of Field Notes at the new co-op in East Hampton, and Jake Crane, the Assistant Director of Redgate Farm Education Center in Ashfield. Jake, I wonder if the students that come and say plant in the spring ever come back to see what they planted fully grown later in the season. I mean, I'm doing the work is amazing and important, but seeing the literal fruits of your labor can also be what's one of the most gratifying things about something like this. Do the students ever get that opportunity?
Yes, absolutely. The wonderful thing is that a lot of times the students that come during a school trip return in the summer for camp, and those kids will continue to come back year after year, really getting to see how the farm has changed and how the things that they've done are still around, which is great.
What happens to the actual food? I mean, the kids are coming and going, the different sessions are happening. What are you doing with the actual food that you're growing at Redgate Farm?
All of the food that we grow goes back into our programs. That's another, I think, wonderful thing with kids is they're harvesting the food that they then get to eat for lunch and dinner that day or the next day. All of the food we grow either feeds our programs or feeds our staff. We make a lot of salsa and a lot of pizza sauce. We store that for, you know, the next year. And so kids that come back, we'll tell them, you know, the grade ahead of you were the ones that planted these tomatoes that are now in this salsa that you're getting to eat for your snack today. And that's a wonderful connection to make too.
School is just kind of starting up right now. What is on the docket for the 2021/22 calendar, and how do people sign up or get involved?
Unfortunately, with COVID and the unknowns, as far as fall 2021 is concerned, we probably won't be doing much. Typically, we have overnight programs, and for the safety of the children, that won't be happening. However, in spring 2022, families can definitely look forward to being able to come out to the farm and helping out, getting back to school field trips again, and then summer camp. It's not too late to start thinking about camp and signing up your kid.
And Jake, you were able to run the summer camp for this past summer, correct?
Yes. We had over 140 campers come to the farm over a 7-week period. And it was wonderful. And we were able to do it safely. And the families were wonderful with new procedures we had in place. It was such a wonderful thing to get back to doing what we do best and getting kids back on the farm.
And in essence, you created a safe bubble, and then no one left the camp.
Correct. We have a day program and we have an overnight program, and they didn't overlap with each other. And so when we had day programs on, there was mask wearing and supervised drop-off and pickups. And then for our overnight program, all of our campers tested in, and we were able to have, as you called it, the bubble, no one in and no one out. And it created a wonderful, safe environment where almost it felt like COVID didn't exist because we didn't need to social distance or have masks in that setting. It was fantastic. And we were very fortunate. We didn't have any incidences this summer. And it felt amazing.
Jake Crane, the Assistant Director of Redgate Farm Education Center in Ashfield, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks. Jake Crane training the next generation of local hero farmers in our valley. And you can check out the encore presentation of Field Notes this Friday at the new River Valley Co-op in East Hampton. At what time, Phil?
It's open gate at 6:30, and the movie starts when the sun goes down and it's dark enough.